Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Armageddon's Only Weapon is the Sword of Truth from author Sandy Miller has been called, professionally written, researched, and presented logically from a Christian worldview. When Sandy decided to teach Revelation, she had to understand Armageddon. She realized Christ's weapon was the sword of truth carried in his mouth and that his white robe was stained with blood from his own sacrifice. Seeing Christ's army dressed in spotless fine white linen, she understood Christ's army doesn't have bloody victims. Their uniforms are spotless white. Her conclusion, that the Battle of Armageddon is a different kind of war, a war fought daily by Christ and his army of truth bearers, sharing the goodness of God with people everywhere. Sandy has taught the Bible as cultural history for 17 years on two Florida University campuses, presently teaching at Florida Gulf Coast Academy in Naples, Florida. Sandy loves the Bible, has been an avid student of the philosophy all of her life, teaching Bible classes in one form or another to every age group from early childhood to senior citizen groups, conducting teacher training workshops to arm teachers with practical, creative methods and procedures to make Bible study both interesting and relevant is also a continual focus. Sandy Miller, author of Armageddon's Only Weapon is the Sword of Truth, is our guest on This Week in America. Sandy, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
It is our pleasure. A very important book, and I love the presentation in the book. As I mentioned, professionally written, research presented logically from a Christian worldview, one of the many reviews of praise that you've received for the book. Let's start at the very beginning. What was the inspiration for you to write this book, Armageddon's Only Weapon is the Sword of Truth?
Well, from the time I was young, I listened to sermons about the Battle of Armageddon. And those sermons always told me that my God was planning to destroy his creation. And that told me that God wasn't good. So I really wanted to find out for myself. So I thought I'd spend a year on research, but it was a couple of years before I finally was ready to teach it. So,
you know, that's interesting because I think so many of us go through that. It's like, wow, I don't understand this. And there's fear of what lies ahead. And you hear some people talking about it in a way that really strikes fear into people's hearts. The book, by the way, Armageddon's Only Weapon is the Sword of Truth by Sandy Miller. Sandy's website is discussionbooksbysandy.com. A lot of great information on that website, and we'll give that to you throughout the program. Let's go into this a little bit, some of the research and what you found. Why was John exiled by the Roman Empire?
Well, he had been a bishop in seven churches in Asia Minor, and he traveled among the churches. So in the Roman Empire, that what John did was important. And John was enthusiastic about the fact that Jesus had been raised from the dead. And he freely talked about Jesus is Lord and Jesus is King and Jesus is alive. And he was really enthusiastic about it. So to keep him quiet, since the emperor was the final authority in the Roman Empire.
Yes.
They exiled John on an island in Patmos.
It's a fascinating story, and I'm trying to visualize this as you're talking. What was John's world like?
Well, he and Jesus, who was one of his contemporaries, both had the background of the Middle East, where there was over 600 years of continuous occupation by foreign troops. And There was never any time between. The Babylonian Empire destroyed Jerusalem and the temple, and then the Persian Empire conquered the Babylonians and took over the palace and just continued right there. And Daniel, as a matter of fact, served both the Babylonians and the Persians in the same palace. Then the Greek Empire, and finally the Romans. And so 600 years of continuous occupation by foreign troops when there was very little that people could do to really rule their own destiny.
The book is Armageddon's Only Weapon is the Sword of Truth. It's written by Sandy Miller. The book available wherever books are sold. GlobalSummitHouse.com is one place, the publisher of the book. Information on this and so much more that Sandy has on her website, DiscussionBooksBySandy.com. You mentioned this just briefly before in talking about the story of John. How did the resurrection change the world? What impact did that have?
Well, truth has always been in the world, and it's always being weighed, and people, individuals all over the world are deciding what is truth to them, and truth always wins out. Christ himself was truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And truth changes collective thought, collective consciousness. So the resurrection really changed collective consciousness, because finally people could believe that death could be overcome.
A very significant part of history, the story of the resurrection, that and so much more in Sandy's well-researched and done book, critically acclaimed reviews, Armageddon's Only Weapon is the Sword of Truth. I want to talk about some terms that we hear a lot about, especially now. What we hear about the Antichrist. What is an Antichrist?
Well, it's someone who is against the Christ consciousness. Revelation watchers over the centuries, over thousands of years, have thought that many people were Antichrist. Napoleon was one. Popes have been selected. Even Martin Luther was suggested as an Antichrist. At one time, Hitler, of course, was one of the many that have been suggested. At the end times, which Revelation, the book of Revelation talks about, the Antichrist is suggested as an Antichrist that reigns for 7 years, bringing great tribulation to the earth.
We hear a lot about the number 666. What is the significance of 666?
Well, the Antichrist has three periods of sixes. 666. Nero would have been the person that John's readers would have expected to be the Antichrist. He was a terrible person. He would set Christians on fire and use them in his garden as lights, among other things. He was a person that really fits the bill as an Antichrist. Anyway, the three periods of sixes is the earth was created in 6 days, and on the seventh day, God rested. So without the benefit of a Sabbath rest, the Antichrist has three periods of sixes without the benefit of a Sabbath rest. And that would leave that person without the belief that he could get off the roller coaster that life is sometimes. And that's the significance of the Antichrist and three periods of sixes.
You know, we hear a lot about the tribulation, especially now. What exactly is the tribulation?
Well, it's 7 years of trouble for those who reject Christ. The Antichrist, who is supposed to come at the end times, who is expected to come, he will bring 7 years of trouble for those who reject Christ.
Sandy Miller is our guest on the program. Her website is discussionbooksbysandy.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, published by GlobalSummitHouse.com, marketed by Global Summit House, a publishing and marketing company that caters to the author's needs. What is the rapture? Here's another term that, boy, we hear so many of these, and I'll ask you about approaching end times before we finish our conversation, but explain the rapture. What is it?
Well, Christ, some people believe differently about the rapture, but many people believe that Christ will come to claim his people and save them from the tribulation, from the 7 years of trouble that comes to the earth that the Antichrist brings to the earth. So you'll see signs on cars that says, if this car is driverless, I've been raptured.
I've seen that, yes.
Yeah, so that's the rapture.
What is the millennium?
Well, that's 1,000 years during which Satan is bound and truth is actively changing the world consciousness before the end times. So even during times when there seems to be a lot going on that isn't good, that 1,000 years during which Satan is bound, truth can still be changing world consciousness.
Sandy Miller, our guest, if you're just joining us, her book is Armageddon's Only Weapon, is the Sword of Truth. Her website, discussionbooksbysandy.com. Book available on, you can order from her website, globalsummithouse.com, Amazon, of course, the usual places. And what is the 144,000, 144,000 zeros?
Well, that's 12,000. From each of the 12 tribes of Israel. That's so 12 times 12,000 is 144,000 people who kept themselves pure. And John's vision sees them at the time of the Antichrist singing a new song that nobody knows. So some denominations have thought that their denomination had the 144,000 that is spoken of by John.
You know, with this book, and the book is Armageddon's Only Weapon is the Sword of Truth, Sandy Miller, the author and our guest on the program, a deep dive into the cultural influences of the period, a strong case for the goodness of God toward humanity. How did you, as you were doing this research for several years, how did your mind shift? How did your interpretation shift to where Armageddon's only weapon is the sword of truth? Did that evolve slowly as you were doing the research?
Well, I had help there. I don't have it right with me, but I believe the author's name was Craig Keister, and he wrote a book, and I had that book. And in that book, he suggested that the only weapon was the sword of truth. At that point, I did not know. I had never really had that thought at all. After I was led to help to understand that, then it was obvious that that was true.
Sandy Miller, our guest, we're doing this over Skype, and a little noise in the background, and I apologize for that. What Sandy's saying is so important, and we're doing a video version of this, and you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and just go to YouTube and click on there, the video with Sandy Miller, and you will see the video portion of our program. The book, Armageddon's Only Weapon is the Sword of Truth, a couple of minutes left on the program. We hear so much, it's hard to watch television through some of the religious channels and talking about the end times. Give us your perception of end. Are we in the end times now?
Well, I don't have any idea. Some information in the Bible suggests that at the end times, it suggests some dimensions of that will be on the earth, and those dimensions are just impossible to conceive in our present day.
Yes.
And so I think that maybe we have a long time ahead of us. Maybe the Bible suggests, Jesus suggests that the kingdom of heaven is within. So who knows? And at least I don't know. I don't expect any terrible end time. I feel that like the cover of my book says, how long is it going to take to change collective thought? Who knows? But collective thought is no doubt changing every day and will keep changing every day as we understand more and more of what makes up life.
And you do such an excellent job of giving us a presentation that makes sense and help us answer some of these questions. A minute or so left in the program, I started talking about when people hear Armageddon, when they hear the book of Revelation, when they hear of rapture, there's fear. Should we be fearful?
Well, I don't think so, because I believe that the fear comes from the fact that God is going to destroy his creation. And if a good God is going to destroy the creation, his own creation, then he really isn't a very good God. And if we don't have a good God, then we have reason to be fearful. But if we do believe that he is not planning to destroy his creation, that was the human understanding of the God that they worshiped at different times in history. And I don't believe that God intends to destroy the creation. I believe that he intends to preserve it. And with that thought in mind, I don't fear, and I don't feel there's any need to fear. So I would suggest that you try to find out why you're afraid that God isn't good, and see if you can find out if he is good or not.
And that's what you did. And
that's what I did.
Yes. And the book is receiving rave reviews. Again, the one I opened with, professionally written, researched, and presented logically from a Christian worldview. This is basically all of Sandy's decades of experience of study, including extensive study for several years in writing the book. The title pretty well sums it up. Armageddon's only weapon is the sword of truth. Sandy Miller is the author and our guest. Sandy, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. And Sandy's website is discussionbooksbysandy.com. A lot of good information there. The book is published at globalsummithouse.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Much more on today's program, and we are back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.